Okay. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. That is a very, very exciting. So glad God answered that. Yes, Becky?
Cherry's plant is small.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. So we're praying for Charity with a broken bone, and pray that the brace will be able to come off. So we can pray for that and continue to pray for Becky too as she expecting. So very good. All right. Anyone else to add to these? Yes, Charlie. Amen. Okay. Oh. Okay. Is it getting worse, or is it kind of staying getting worse? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Let's pray for Donna and Charlotte. Also giving praise for the Lord taking care of her through the safely through another week. So. Good. So, all right. It's Ashley.
I'd like prayer for my friend, Becca Steimel. She just recently started a new job, and so I've invited her to the Easter Cantata. We're hoping she'll actually be able to make it, her and her daughter. And then also, my mom, she is scheduled on the, I think it's the 20th, it's Monday right after Memorial Day. Or Wednesday right after Memorial Day, sorry. For a total reverse shoulder replacement surgery. That'll be her first one, and then she'll have another one come in September. and then also for my sister, she's been since November without a job, and so she's just really in need of a job.
Okay. All right, several requests here. Be in prayer for Becca. Need and just opportunity. We can pray for them to come to church, and she's the one that has this shoulder that needs the surgery.
That's my mom.
That's your mom. Okay, I missed that part there. Okay, all right. So praying for Ashley's mom with shoulder surgery coming up, and the sister needs a job. So very good. Yes, sir. Okay. 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 All right. Let's be in prayer for Deanne with the fall. And they'll be able to make that decision. Yes, Jean. All right, let's continue to pray for Jimmy. Pain is getting worse, but God has answered prayer and moved up the surgery, so that was a definite answer to prayer. So praise God for that. I believe he wants to answer the prayer in regards to salvation, so let's pray for that too. Yes, sir, Chuck. Okay, praying for grace. And what's TDY's name? Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. TDA. Okay, so we'll pray for them. Good. All right, anyone? Yes, Matt. Amen. So, well, okay. Oh, good. All right. So, let's continue to labor in prayer until Christ be formed in her. So, it'll be good. So, pray for Kim, and excited to hear the progress of that study. All right. Yes. Okay. Wow. Sounds like a pray for Joe, dealing with cancer and then a fall and paralysis and tumor. So, cousin of Sierra, and that God would, only God can take a circumstance like that and turn it for good. And he promises he can, and he will. So, we'll pray for that end. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, Terry? Okay. All right. Be in prayer for a friend with a job loss, an unspoken request, and a young man, a little boy. An interesting story. It makes me think in terms of how does God look at this? Over and over. Well, I tried to reach the dad. Now I'll try to reach the son. And now I'll work with the grandson. And just generation after generation. And interesting aspect of. And if the Bible says, what in Revelation? Every nation, every tongue, every kindred. Is he going to have a testimony of every family line in which he breaks through and he accomplishes his salvation? So that's really amazing, amazing thought. And we get to enter in on that. We're partners with God in his quest to show forth his mercy. So, very good. All right, yes, John. Audrey. All right, testimony of salvation, fruit from the jail ministry. Appreciate those who are faithfully giving the word, and there really is an upsurge of men coming out, and I guess in terms of hopefully there's not an upsurge of ladies getting in, but I mean, there's always a lot of men there, and they're kind of we have a small fraction of them that come, and that's that is growing in terms of it's getting to the place that maybe over half of them are coming to our thing. So anyway, just pray for that as it goes out, and Lance and Shannon be involved in that today, so pray for them in regards to the ministry. And then you can pray for the KRI ministry. We're having some difficulty finding a way to get into. They're just not ready for us. So somehow, you know, we're trying to do more and more to prepare to see what we can do to say we're coming. So it's, I don't know what there's a missing link between the connection so we can get in and actually do the ministry there. So anytime the Lord puts something in front of your way, He just wants you to pray. He wants us to, you know, it's like, well, I don't want this to be so easy. You can just walk on in there, and now you can do it all in your own strength. I'm going to put some obstacles there to be a reminder of the need that we have. So please be in prayer for that. That's every other week. And then also this Saturday, we have an opportunity with the jail to reach out to the officers there. So we're having an appreciation dinner for them. So that'll be a good opportunity for us to fellowship with them. And we have times they're letting us in, we're talking to them, so we get to know them to some degree. But this might really provide that opportunity to inquire into their just their spiritual life and have those conversations. So that's a good opportunity. Appreciate your prayers. Yes, sir, Tom.
What's the time frame on
that? They're 11:30 to 1. They can come anytime through that time. So. That is happening at the jail. So that'll be those who are in the jail ministry, I should say. But those that have in the past are going to have a heart for that in terms of, or if you're not a part of the jail ministry and you want to be a part of the, actually, if you're not a part of the jail ministry and you want to be a part of the jail ministry, please be there. Please be there. Because we want to, right now we're having some difficulty adding new people, and we would like the new people to be there to meet the main guy and shake hands with him and say, hey, this is so and so. So when we come back around and we say, can we get that person on the list? It'll be a lot harder for them to say no. Yes, not beyond manipulation here now. So yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, so. We are planning for everybody that's a part of the jail ministry to come. So if you came to the baptism, we want you to come to this too in terms of that aspect. So not trying to exclude anyone, but there is an aspect of making sure that we have enough food. So yeah, please do. You can contact me or Shelly. Shelly's helping put it all together. So. All right, very good. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. So, praising the Lord that Rick recovering from the heart surgery, and praying for his son with cancer. Any update on Phil? Good. Very good. Yeah, so he's not saved, you know, in terms of, so we'll pray for his salvation. And did have an opportunity to go right through the Romans Road. Probably spent 20 minutes with him just going through the Bible, and came right to the moment of decision. I asked him if he wanted to do that, if he wanted to, does he need to pray and call on the Lord? And he said, well, I think I need to take a nap. I think the Lord was working. I think he was convicted on him, but he was trying to push it off. So be in prayer for Phil, that the Lord would reach his heart. So. All right, anyone else? Oh, yes. Okay, all right, so, wow, going through a lot there with that family. So pray for that son who lost a job as well as dealing with cancer. So. Yes, Ashley?
This coming Saturday, well, Friday, Saturday, several times a week. My friend Elizabeth Rose and then several of the area churches in the Ola area are putting on kind of like what we did with the Christmas story, London City. We've been calling it Walking with Jesus.
Okay. Is this kind of like an Easter outreach? Is that kind of, okay. All right. Okay, very good. So pray for an Easter outreach in the Ottawa area. That the Lord will really bless that. So that's another, it's awesome. Okay. All right. Let's be in prayer for Jerry with visiting a heart doctor, possible AFib situation there. So pray for him. All right. Okay. Very good. All right. Pray for Trent. Need of salvation, so that ongoing opportunity there. So it's good. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. All right. Praying for Janice, Rob, and this appointment will go well, and God will provide for their needs. So. Anyone else? All right. Good amount of requests today. A lot to pray for this week. We'll go ahead and take our Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 16. Go ahead and read the first 16 verses and read them slowly. Maybe so. Ooh, I need a little more time. So, things got thrown off a little bit this morning, so so glad when you realize, oh, I don't have what I need. And the Lord puts in your mind, you left it right there. I'm like, okay. And there it was. So I'm thankful for that. So, yes. Okay. 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 All right. Very good. I love to see coordination right here. This is pretty cool. So make the ministry happen. So all right. We're Romans 16, and we're looking at the Apostle Paul addressing some names here, and yet it's a beautiful passage of Scripture. It may not seem as if there's going to be a whole lot to be of devotional benefit, and yet we looked at last time that this passage is rich, and that God wants us to greet one another. All right, so here's our pop quiz. What does it mean to greet one another? All right, very good. It's a warm embrace, verbally. You are embracing someone. You're saying, I love you. That's the aspect of what a greeting is. And it's also a salute. It is a way of showing respect to others. And so God wants us to greet one another. And so this is an example for us in how we are to greet one another. It's also reveals to us the relationships that exist among believers within the church, and it is also an illustration for us of what God will say to us in the future. That God, this is not just Paul addressing a church, it is the Holy Spirit addressing those believers in that church. And so it's a very, very interesting aspect to which we can get an aspect to see that this is, I don't think, you know, in terms of, and maybe I could be wrong about that, but if God may not be going to every single believer and saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done, my good and faithful servant. In terms of, we long to hear those words, and maybe that's a part of it, but I think there's an aspect to which he is going to individualize his commendation for you based on what we've done and how he has used us. And so that really is something that strikes me. And we kind of left off with that idea. These were common people. I don't know exactly how they know this per se, but they say that they have in the Roman and Greek culture, you could determine someone's status by their name. And so they would look. There was different registries of names that you would have for slaves and servants and things like that. And many of these names on here fall underneath that category in terms of, so most of the people here were either slaves or freed slaves in that. So there's an aspect of just common, ordinary folks, not marked by their station in life or by their possessions, but what they have done for Jesus Christ. And it is not presumptuous for us as believers to expect commendation from the Lord, for him to give us a well done. It's not presumption to know that you're saved, right? No, it's some people think it is. Think, well, that's how are you to know? No, it's just simply taking God at his word. And it's not presumption to believe that God is going to reward you for what he does through you, right? If we have an understanding of what ministry is, it really is allowing God to work through us. So, and that's what makes even more amazing the fact that he is going to reward us and commend us for what he ultimately is responsible for and the work that he's doing. And so there's an aspect of, it just kind of struck me and say, well, what would I like the Lord to say about me? You know, what would be, and this kind of comes into the same aspect of what you want as an epitaph on your tomb, But what are you living for? What are you giving yourself to? There's an aspect to which he identifies some things here that ought to be commended and what will be commended of the Lord in that day. We're going to look at multiple things that are identified here and just go through some examples of those things as well. You know, I think about how the Apostle Paul here is positive. He commends where he can commend. We're going to look at one here. I think it's down in verse Tryphena and Tryphosa, which may be, I forget exactly, I'll have to look back at that one. There may be two couples. I don't know if there was three or not. But anyway, that sounds, you've got a listing of two people side by side. And he says, they labored in the Lord. And then he says, salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. We're going to talk about that because there was a difference. There was a difference between laboring, and there was a difference between laboring much. And if he puts them side by side, I think all three of those people would have recognized, that was interesting. But there's an element that he doesn't say to Tryphena and Tryphosa, who didn't labor quite enough. You know, we can get that way. We can kind of have this negative attitude that's like, well, it's not looking at what God's doing, it's looking at how far they got to go. And that type of thing. And so I think there's an aspect of we can have, I think we need to have that kind of positive. It certainly does impact your thought process towards other people. If we will have a positive thought about what God is doing and not how far they have to go. Because really, we all have a long ways to go. And our standard is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that, I've come to a conviction in my heart that Deuteronomy chapter 9 is meant for us to take personally, and it's true for all of us, and it's true for every church, it's true for all the people of God, everyone who's ever saved. We are rebellious and stiff-necked people. And that's just who we are. If you're a human, you're rebellious and you're stiff-necked. You're against the Lord, and you're fighting Him. And yet God is doing a work to bring us to submission. And so Paul can say to the Romans, God be thanked that you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. God is doing something, and you are being obedient. And so it's a beautiful encouragement. The Apostle Paul knew some of these people. He knew their work. He knew that they were encouragers. He knew that they were ministers. He knew that they were loving others. He knew that they were zealous for the truth. He knew that they were humble and receptive of the word. He knew that they were generous. He knew that someone was a friend. There's just an element of, you say, what would God, if God were to come and greet us right now, you have to say, what exactly would stand out in God's mind in saying, this is what I'm going to commend them for? This is where they are working. This is what they're doing. What this serving? You say, well, what are the things that would be commended for? Well, we see throughout that the relationship of someone that someone has to Jesus Christ. If he can just say to someone, let's go through here and see. He says, Priscilla and Aquila in chapter 6, verse 3, he says, my helpers in Christ Jesus. There's an element to which that helps to focus us to say, you know what, there's a relationship here that knits us all together. We've kind of, I don't want to go through and read all of them because Christ is mentioned about a bunch of times through these verses and the relationship to Him. So I'm assuming that we'll remember that from last week. But there's an aspect that says every one of us are connected to each other because of our relationship to Jesus Christ. Because I'm related in Him and you're related in Him, that's what puts us in the same body. And we're going to share eternity together because we are members one of another. And there's an aspect, you don't get to choose your family. That's true. We don't get to choose our family. God does the choosing. And he puts us in a family together. And so it's a beautiful and wonderful thing. Not that we're trying to, I don't mean that in a disparaging type of thing. It's just the reality of saying, okay, it's Christ that makes me want to be a friend, wants me to build relationships. Why should I reach out to someone else? Because of the relationship that I have in Jesus Christ. And so that becomes first and foremost. And you know what? No one's going to be commended in the judgment day unless they're related to Christ. Is that true? I mean, why is that true? Yeah. Without the Son, there's no salvation. And without the Son, there's nothing to commend about us. So, fundamentally, if we understand that I am going to be commended in the last day, it's because I'm in Him. And I'm connected to Him. And so it really has nothing to do with, no one's going to strut out of heaven, the throne room, and say, look at this long list of medals. We're going to humbly come out of there with these crowns and these and what God has given and say, I don't deserve these things. But Jesus Christ does. And you know what they do with those throne, with those crowns? They throw them at His feet. This, you deserve this. To Him be glory. If any man glory, let him glory in the Lord. If that was ever to be true, it will be true in heaven. Wholly true. So the first aspect is our relationship to Christ. The second aspect that will be acknowledged in Christians is their work. He says they're a servant. He says they're a helper. He acknowledged them for labor and for much labor, for laboring in the Lord. We're going to talk about this a little bit today in the morning message. So if you're here, this will help prepare you so I don't have to explain as much. When we're talking about serving the Lord, and we're going to talk about adding the nuances to that. But serving the Lord, how do you serve the Lord Jesus Christ? If you read the book of Ephesians and you say, how do I serve the Lord Jesus Christ? He has given me gifts. What? So He is the Lord. He died. He rose again. He has ascended on high. He's given, led captivity captive. He's given gifts to men. You say, my purpose is what in Ephesians chapter 4? All right, glory to God. That's excellent. So that's the big aspect. All right, I heard walk. That's really good because walk is a big word in Ephesians. Walking worthy of the calling that He's given to you. Sharing the gospel. All right, that's going to be a part of it. Jesus Christ, in that passage, He is the head. The head of the church. So how do you serve the Lord? You have to advance the church. He says He's given gifts so that you could prepare the body of Christ for the work of the ministry, to the edification of the body of Christ. So my question is going to be, is specifically, in the application is going to be to us later, what are you doing to edify the body of Christ? And you have to look at this and say, how am I serving these people? What is my gift, and how am I doing that to minister and to reach to these folks right here? Because we can say, well, I serve the Lord. Well, that sounds like a real, that can be, we can get lost in the application of what that means. But to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got to be involved in the church. And these families, He's going to talk about this. Verse 5, likewise, greet the church that is in their house. So you know what they did in Rome? And they get to a certain place, and they didn't build church buildings. I'm not saying that's the wrong thing necessarily to do that, but they didn't have the ability to. They met in house churches, And when you exceeded the capacity to meet, or even to meet safely, or however they, in terms that they would need someone else to open up a home. And so that they could meet in their home. And so they said, there's a church meeting in their house. This is the aspect of hospitality. And you know what? Priscilla and Aquila, we're going to look at them specifically. I mean, you're talking about, they get top-notch commendation here because of the work that they did for the Lord. It is beautiful. And it's just like, as a married couple, you ought to say, I want to be like Priscilla and Aquila. I want to be engaged together in the work of the Lord, opening up hand in glove, working together to advance God's kingdom over a long period of time. And that's who they are. And we'll look at them in just a little bit. I won't have time today. So, all right, so we have this aspect. Okay, what about this aspect of laboring much? Some are going to labor and they're going to work. And others are going to work and work and work and work. Now, there's an element of, we have this aspect. If you go to the fair, they have these different colored ribbons. You've got third place, second place, and first place. There's these distinctions. When you're in school, you get to, if everybody graduates, they walk through there, but there's some people that get to walk with this ribbon on their side. And there's three different colors to ribbon. I forget exactly. I think there's pink and silver and gold. And so there's an aspect that says, if you want to receive, you say, no, I want to get the top. I want, and that, again, that's, there's multiple reasons why you could think that way. And I'm not encouraging us to be, in terms of a mercenary, selfish, prideful spirit in that regard. But if we understand that this is for the glory of the Lord, you say, you know what? If I'm working on something, I'm going to polish it. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to work really hard. And I'm going to, if I want to grow the biggest pumpkin, I'm going to be out there, you know, and I have no idea how to grow a big pumpkin. I can't even tell you what to do. I'd kill it. I know that's for sure. But I've seen some of those pumpkins at the fair, and you're like, that thing must have been growing for years. I have no clue. But you're going to give effort and attention. You have to strive. I'm going to tell you, I guess what I'm saying is you don't labor much on accident. You do it on purpose. And I think there's an aspect, I don't know, I'm not thinking of honestly, but there are people in our church that I can say, they labor much. I mean, they labor much. Whenever there's an opportunity, they're involved. They're sacrificing. They're giving of their time. I see it. I know that God's going to reward them for that. And I'm not here to shame. But I do believe that you can, I'm not putting people in tears, but I'm just saying, examine your life and say, every one of us ought to think, you know what? What could I do more? Now, there's an aspect I'm not trying to put. The person at the very top here is going to go, oh, man, what could I? They need to take a break, okay? They probably could take a break if everybody down here would do a little bit more, okay? I'm not trying to put that pressure on someone at the top. But I am saying, you know what? We ought to have in our heart this push that says, what can I do for the Lord? What more could I do that would take me from laboring to laboring much? Involved in this assembly, in this body that God is working. All right. The sufferings of Christians. Oh, and this will have to be the last one. He notes several here that Priscilla and Aquila, it says that they laid down their own necks. They were willing to sacrifice themselves for the Apostle Paul. We don't know exactly what that meant, but it was noteworthy. And they made that choice of sacrificing themselves. Paul never forgot it. You know what? Neither does the Lord. He says, someone down here in verse 7, Andronicus and Junia, that would be a husband and wife couple there, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, we were in jail together. We suffered. They were outspoken for the Lord, and I was outspoken for the Lord, and we were arrested. We suffered. And so the suffering of the Lord, for the Lord, will be noted. Anything that we sacrifice, anything that we suffer on behalf of the Lord, He will note it. He will remember it. And we will be rewarded. He says, Revelation chapter 20, and I'll end with this idea. He says, I am coming. He says, I'm coming quickly. And he says an and. What's he say? And my reward is with me. He is longing. He has worked it in us. He's been the Father who's been right there, working right alongside the Son so that we could get that award. And He's looking forward to the day, to when we can be rewarded for the labor. So let's not slack off. Let's not back away from service. While we have a little time left, let's labor for the commendation of God and give ourselves to His work. May God bless you. All right, you're dismissed.